إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فهو المهتد ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. أوصيكم ونفسي بتقوى الله تعالى، إن خير الكلام كلام الله، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة في النار. أما بعد، for respected brothers and sisters in Islam, praise be to Allah who has united the believers in the bond of brotherhood and who has encouraged us and encouraged the believers to come together in the encouragement of doing righteous deeds and in encouraging one another to piety and in respect, in mutual respect of honor and property. As the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, indeed, your lives, your property, and your honor is sacred. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, the Muslim community, Muslims have two grave diseases that are a danger to them, that are rampant and widespread. Yet one who seeks refuge in Allah is saved from them. These two grievous and dangerous diseases are ghiba and namima, backbiting and tail-bearing. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, backbiting, it means defiling the honor of another Muslim. Backbiting, it means maligning another person and speaking ill of any of his characteristics or actions. And many of the gatherings of Muslims are filled with this terrible action. In fact, those who spread the backbiting and evil about other Muslims themselves are not free from fault. Those who speak ill of other Muslims themselves are not free from faults, and yet they indulge in searching out for the faults and blemishes of others. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, they harm themselves and they harm others. Allah Ta'ala, He describes backbiting in the most heinous of terms. He describes it as someone eating the flesh of a dead Muslim brother. Someone consuming the flesh of his Muslim brother who is dead. And our duty as Muslims, when we hear those who malign the honor of our fellow Muslims, is that we should prevent the one who is backbiting from harming the honor of our fellow Muslim. We should defend the honor of our Muslim brother or sister in Islam. Indeed, Allah Ta'ala, He says regarding the danger of backbiting in Surah Al-Hujurat, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اجْتَنِبُوا كَثِيرًا مِنَ الظَّنِّ إِنَّ بَعْدَ الظَّنِّ إِثْمٌ. O you who believe, beware, stay away from suspicion. Indeed, much of suspicion is sin. And then Allah says, وَلَا تَجَسَّسُوا, and do not spy upon one another. وَلَا يَغْتَبْ بَعْضُكُمْ بَعْضًا, and do not backbite each other, one of you to the other. أَيَوَدُّ أَحَدُكُمْ أَن يَأْكُلَ لَحْمَ أَخِيهِ مَيْتًا, would one of you like to eat the flesh of his dead Muslim brother? Would one of you desire to eat the flesh of the dead Muslim brother? No, فَكَرِهْتُمُ, rather you would abhor that. Respected Muslims, brothers and sisters in Islam, the Prophet ﷺ, he warned about the danger of ghiba. The ulama say that it is likely that one who backbites his Muslim brother will be punished by eating his flesh on the Day of Judgment. That a dead body will be brought to him and he will eat the flesh from that dead body in the Day of Judgment, according to some of the ulama. It was narrated in a hadith that when the Prophet ﷺ, he went on the Isra and Mi'raj, the ascension to the heavens. When he ascended to the heaven, he saw people with iron nails, with nails that were made of iron, scratching their faces and their bodies with those iron nails. And so he asked Jibreel alayhi salam, who are these people that are scratching themselves with the iron nails? He said, he was told, they are the people who slander, or they are the people who backbite others. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, the Prophet ﷺ, he said, O you who declare faith, yet faith has not penetrated your heart, beware of backbiting others, other Muslims, and do not search for their faults, because whoever searches for the fault of his Muslim brother, Allah will search for his faults. And whoever Allah searches for his faults, then he will be disgraced and he will be exposed in his own house. Beloved Muslims, sometimes when people backbite or they're advised to refrain from the backbiting, they say, what we are saying is truth. Yet, when one speaks the truth, this is in fact backbiting. And if one speaks falsehood about another, then this is slandering or buhtan. The Prophet ﷺ, he was asked about backbiting, and the person made an excuse, claiming innocence, and said, what if what I say is true? The Prophet ﷺ said, if what you have said is true, then this is backbiting, riba. And if what you have said is false, then this is a greater sin, buhtan. Therefore, backbiting is a major sin, according to Imam Ahmad. And speaking falsehood about another Muslim is an even greater sin. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, these ahadith are a warning to all Muslims to refrain from backbiting others and to be concerned with their own faults and their own shortcomings. We should be reminded to look for our own faults and shortcomings. When a person finds a fault in his brother, then what he should do is to admonish him and to tell him about this fault in order that he might correct himself, rather than spreading or vilifying such a person. If a person finds faults in his brother, then he should tell him and advise him and guide him so that he may rectify his fault rather than vilifying this person. This is the condition for establishing true brotherhood amongst Muslims. This is the way that we will attain to the true brotherhood between one another. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, the real bond of brotherhood is in avoiding backbiting one another, in order that the bond of brotherhood would form and the light of Islam and its methodology will succeed. Respected brothers and sisters in Islam, the other rampant disease that we find amongst the believers, the Muslims, is tale-bearing, or namima. Namima, what it means is that when a person hears about someone who is backbited, and he takes that news to the one who was backbited with the intention of spreading enmity and hatred between the two parties. This is called namima, sowing enmity and hatred amongst people. The Prophet ﷺ, he warned us against the danger of namima, and he said it is a very grievous sin by which one will incur the wrath in the grave and also the torment of the hellfire. When Rasulullah ﷺ, he passed by two graves, he said, "These two people are being punished in their grave." They said, "For what, Ya Rasulullah?" He said, "As for one, he did not guard himself from urine. And as for the other, he spread calumnies amongst people. He spread the tales between the people." Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, fellow Muslims, if anyone comes to you with some tale or news about somebody who spoke ill of you, you should stop them and not listen to them. Because this person who is bringing this news or this tale in order to incite enmity, very likely the same person will bring news from you back to that person whose news he is giving you. This is one of the evils of the namima. Allah Ta'ala, He says in Surah Al-Qalam, "Heed not the type of despicable man, وَلَا تُطِعْ كُلَّ حَلَّافٍ مَهِينٍ," the slanderer going about with calumnies. Allah Azza wa Jal, He warns us about the grave danger of these calumnies in the Qur'an Al-Kareem. May Allah Ta'ala guide me and you to the best of manners and akhlaq, and turn away from us all the evil and harmful manners and characteristics. Indeed, Allah is most generous and bountiful, and may He guide us on the straightforward path and send peace and blessings upon our beloved Messenger Muhammad and his family and companions. الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين سيدنا محمد وآله وصحبه وسلم. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, Allah Ta'ala, as He warned us of the dangers of backbiting and namima, tale-bearing, in the Quran, so too the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in his last khutbah, his last sermon, he warned us about harming the honor and life and wealth of others. He said, "Inna dima'akum wa amwalakum wa a'radakum haram ka yawmikum hadha ka hurmati yawmikum hadha fi shahrikum hadha." He said, "Indeed, your honor, your wealth, and your life is sacred as this hour," which was the day of Arafah, in this sacred month, the blessed month of Dhul Hijjah, in this sacred land, the land of Mecca. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, Islam encourages us to enjoin each other to mutual respect and good deeds. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says in the Quran, وتعاونوا على البر والتقوى ولا تعاوني على الإثم والعدوان. Help each other. Be help to each other in doing bir and taqwa. And do not help one another to do evil and enmity. Help each other to do righteous and good deeds. Respected brothers and sisters in Islam, the danger of riba. Riba, again, it means vilifying the character or speaking ill of the actions of another person, or speaking ill of the character or qualities of another believer. The honor of our Muslim brothers and sisters is a sacred trust, haram, sacred trust in Islam. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, when we hear the faults of others mentioned, we must not forget that us ourselves have many faults. Those who speak ill of others, they are not free from blemishes and faults. Allah Ta'ala, He says in Surah Al-Hujurat, لَا يَغْفَرْ بَعْضَهُمْ بَعْضًا. Command, do not backbite one another. Do not spy on one another. Do not spread slander about one another. Do not be suspicious of one another. All of these three things, suspicion, spying, and backbiting, they create enmity amongst the Muslims, amongst the believers. So these three things are things that if we avoid, true brotherhood and love will spread amongst us. Respected brothers and sisters in Islam, let us beware of the wrath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the Day of Judgment, when all of our actions will be replayed to us. When the tongue, the hands, the feet will all be called to bear witness for how they were used. Respected brothers and sisters in Islam, let us beware of namima. As the Prophet ﷺ said, An-namam la yadkhul al-jannah. The one who spreads tales and falsehood amongst people will not enter the paradise. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, a reminder once again that if we see a fault in our fellow Muslim, then let us tell him about that fault so that he or she can correct themselves rather than vilifying such a person. May Allah help us to purify our tongues and our limbs from all sins. اللهم أرنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه وأرنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين وأذل الشرك والمشركين ودمر أعداءك أعداء الدين اللهم اشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين اللهم أصلح أنفسنا ونساءنا وشبابنا يا رب العالمين اللهم آت نفوسنا تقواها وزكها أنت خير من زكاها أنت وليها ومولاها اللهم نسألك الجنة نسألك الجنة الفردوس وما قرب إليها من قول وعمل ونعوذ بك من النار وما قرب إليها من قول وعمل اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا وحبيبنا وقرة أعيننا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين وعن الصحابة أجمعين ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين عباد الله اذكروا الله ذكرا كثيرا وسبحوه بكرة وأصيلا وأقيموا الصلاة